this on? Oh, hi. God is so good, right? All right. Well, hi, my name is Marilyn Ramirez, and I'm going to share with you my experiences this past summer when I went on an InterVarsity Global project with my chapter to Kenya. In my family background, I never thought that missions were a place where I would be involved with. It was never a topic that was mentioned or encouraged as an option in my family, but about a year ago when my staff worker was telling us about the next upcoming trip to Kenya, I knew and I felt that I was meant to be on that trip. There are many risks I was facing in the decision on going on this trip to begin with. I had no idea how I was going to get the money to go on this project. My staff workers kept encouraging me to fundraise, but I had never had a stable church at home to ask for help, and I didn't know how welcoming my family and friends would be to the idea of me asking them for money. My family also didn't like the idea of asking others for money, which made this process even harder for me. At the same time, my family was going through a crisis, which made me feel like I would be more needed here. With all these pressures, I had to truly rely on God. There are many risks that I was facing in the decision on going on this trip, but the risks didn't end when I got to Kenya. I faced risks during the trip. My pride was tested in many ways, whether it was in adjusting to a new environment or working closely with members in my group. I was also facing identity issues I didn't even know I had. Being a Colombian American, I was realizing on this trip that I wasn't also just one of the other American students, and I wasn't Kenyan either, but I started to notice that my cultural background was more similar to the Kenyan background, which made me reevaluate who I was. Finally, one of the biggest risks I instantly faced was my phobia of rats. While working at a boarding school 5 hours outside of Nairobi at the foothills of Mount Kilimanjaro, I was one of the people working to clear out the donation storage shed. The shed was full of donations that had accumulated throughout the past 2 years. While there were some useful things, there are other things that weren't, such as hockey sticks, rollerblades, and prom dresses, things that children in a hilly dirt region with no paved roads would not find useful. That is where I learned the importance of giving with purpose instead of giving just to give, and how much more valuable it is to give people in need the tools to help themselves, and instead of just giving them resources that don't go very far. One day while working in the shed, we came across a litter of rats, which made me run out screaming in tears. It was definitely one of the most scariest experiences in my life. Later, while talking and crying to my staff worker and begging him to put me in a different job, he made me go back. As I swallowed my pride and realized that I wasn't only doing this work for my team, but also for the children that had to live in these conditions, daily losing their donations to rats, I realized that there was a bigger need than my own phobia. Throughout the trip, I experienced God's presence. If it wasn't in the wonderful people I met in Kenya working to get these children off the street and providing them with the gift of hope, then it was in the lessons, challenges, and answers that God gave me on the trip. To begin with, God helped me grow immensely. He helped me get over my fears and face them head on in order to help others. He has helped me understand my identity more and helped me realize that I am a proud Latina who has acquired skills that help me understand surrounding cultures, which is something that I strongly neglected for a big part of my life. I also grew beyond my years by facing my pride and realizing that there is so much I have to be thankful for. Since Kenya, I've demonstrated to my family the appreciation I have for them by changing my attitude, something which caused my mom to say that even though she loved me before, she really loved me now. When I got back, the family crisis seemed more of a thing of the past. While I was at work in Kenya, God was at work in my family and managed to get the ball rolling on some of the things we were facing. And finally, God answered my prayers and he provided the money for that trip in time. I never imagined this trip would have been so life-changing. The things I learned about God's faithfulness have also helped me get through this past semester, which was by far my hardest. I have come to realize I want missions work to be a permanent part of my life. I'm convinced the more a person allows themselves to be open in those experiences, the more they will allow for change. I challenge anyone here that has never really thought about missions experience as being a personal calling to them, to ask themselves, what's holding me back? And what am I afraid of? And instead, put it all in God's hands. Don't look for God to open doors as a sign to step up, but instead, approach these opportunities and only step back if all doors close. Thank you.